Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, who's been at this business almost as long as I have. Now, of course, as we look and see what's going on financially, the government will admit that there are 14.5 million Americans, of course, who are currently unemployed. Here in California, the unemployment rate is well over 11%. In fact, in many states, it's even much higher than it is in California. Certainly well over 3 million people have lost their homes, in the last year and a half since the beginning of 2008. These are people who have just been lost their homes, everything that they have worked so hard for. If you look and see what's happening to our businesses, businesses are closing down all across America. And those that are still operating, well, an awful lot of them aren't making almost any money at all. And if you look at the price earnings ratio of the Standard & Poor's stocks, and remember the Dow Jones is totally artificial. If a company is not making money, they just take it off and they put on somebody that is, so they give you the impression that everything's fine, but they can't. But Standard & Poor 500 is pretty hard to fudge. The price earnings ratio should be 10, maybe 15 at the most. It's 120 to 1. 120 to 1. It's not 15 to 1. It's not 10 to 1. It's 120 to 1. The corporations, the businesses in America that are listed on the Standard & Poor index are not making any money. And things are really going to be bad in the second quarter, at least according to Bob Chapman in his latest newsletter. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Well, pretty good. One of those distorted illusionists.
Okay, well, certainly I think it's amazing, you know, we see what's happening, and they keep telling us things are getting better, but are they really getting any better?
Well, I think right now they're getting worse, but I think that worsening condition will become less worsening as we head toward the end of the year because of the stimulus package, and it's not going to solve anything. But what it is going to do is give the economy a slight bit of temporary buoyancy. And with that buoyancy and most of the money for the stimulus being spent next year, we will probably have, instead of having a -4% GDP the second half of this year, we'll probably be flat. I mean, no loss, no gain next year. And, of course, that's because, and that's why, they implemented this stimulus package, most of which will hit next year because it's an election year. And so that's the way it shapes up. And I think toward the end of this year, you're going to see talk begin about starting another policy inquiry into an additional stimulus plan that would be used in 2011.
Well, I mean, basically, Bob, we don't have the money. You pointed out in your newsletter that the $1.8 trillion deficit that they will acknowledge for this year probably going to be $2.5 trillion. Of course, the fiscal year ends on the 30th of September. These are figures beyond belief, and of course they're going to be simply monetizing the debt. They're creating money out of nothing to pay off the debts, and as they do that, more and more countries are going to turn away from the dollar, and that could create real problems. One of the things that bothers me, Bob, is if other countries really are become fearful of the dollar and want to start unloading the dollars, and those dollars all start coming back here. We've been exporting our inflation for, well, ever since I can remember. You know, we've exported our inflation to other countries, sending them these dollars. They build up in the reserve currency. But if other countries ever stop using the dollar and should start using maybe a basket of currencies or something else, or maybe the IMF currency, special drawing rights, what happens when all those trillions of dollars that are being held all over the world come flooding back into America?
Well, I think what they're going to have to do down the line is to simultaneously devalue currencies against one another and default at the same time. And I think that will be left to another meeting like the Smithsonian talks in the early 70s and the Plaza Accord in 1985, which was really a dollar problem. And the Japanese yen was a major problem at that time, being artificially weak. But anyway, I think that what's going to happen is there's going to be some sort of a conclave, and all of the numbers will be worked out ahead of time. They'll have formulas for, like, the euro versus the South African rand and the South African rand versus the dollar and so on and so forth. And I think that probably will be a prelude. And I don't think that's too far away, incidentally. I think next year or the year after, and it could happen sooner, it is a prelude to going to, I think, a halfway house, which would be either using SDRs with a gold backing or using 10 currencies with gold included in that formula to form the value of an international unit, which would change all day, 24 hours a day. And so it would be up to date for, you know, trading purposes. That doesn't mean that Americans would be running around with some super monetary unit, nor does it mean anybody else in the world would. What it means is that for trade purposes, that something else would be used, like this package of currencies. And, you know, I
hold, hold on, hold that thought, Bob. We'll be right back here in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and Chris, we're talking about what's really going on behind the scenes and the fact that they're probably down the line going to have a basket of currencies or some other means of exchange, because, of course, countries are beginning to look at the dollar and say, look, you can't keep manufacturing money out of nothing. You can't keep paying your debts by simply creating a money out of thin air. This certainty is not valid. We don't want to be holding your dollars if there's no stability behind them, if you're multiplying them massively, and we are certainly multiplying them massively. People have forgotten it took the United States 200 years from 1789 until 1999 to accumulate a debt of $1 trillion. And that was the first time we ever hit a $1 trillion debt. This year we're going to have almost a $2 trillion, perhaps even $2.5 trillion debt in 1 year. People don't understand this is what happens when certainly nations turn away from a gold standard, get onto a paper standard, and when you have people in positions of control who really want to destroy the economy, why would they want to do that? Because they're subversive, because they belong to what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They want to destroy this nation. They want to take us into a one-world government. And, of course, they certainly don't believe in the Constitution, which they've sworn to uphold. That's why they're subversive. In fact, literally everybody in the Brotherhood of Darkness, knowingly or unknowingly, and I'm talking about the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30, Council on Foreign Relations, they're all dedicated to world government. That's their purpose, their stated goal. The destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. Bob, how are we going to get people to understand what's going on? That we really have subversive elements working at the highest level of our government and holding the reins of power and using a phony war on terror to justify a surveillance society in America?
Well, I think the first step is getting a bill passed to audit the Fed and then getting rid of the Fed. And that would be followed by tariffs on goods and services. And I think that the exposure within government and within all of society to discover, which most of them don't understand, is that the Federal Reserve, a private corporation, has been looting the country for almost 100 years. It's just as simple as that, the overall texture and tenor of, you know, what might be expected. When the public find that out, they'll be able to understand it. It's pretty easy to understand that the 12 regional Federal Reserve banks that own the Fed have been in possession of information that others don't have, and they have been using that information in markets and otherwise to further their position financially, putting them into a seat where they become very, very powerful. And it's because of this inside knowledge. Now, I'm not going to try to fool you and tell you if the Fed has given back to the U.S. Treasury, which the U.S. Treasury was given that job by our constitutional framers, and that's where it once presided. And so I think that there are going to be, is going to be a problem to some extent of inside information. Also, you're going to have political pressure as well, but you get that in the Fed anyway. And we have to legally, legislatively close the revolving door between Wall Street banking and Washington. It's got to come to a stop because it's so incestuous.
But I think, Bob, we have to get rid of the subversive elements in Washington, D.C., and I'm talking about...
You better get rid of almost all of them. That's your problem.
That's absolutely right. In fact,
here you've got the
man in charge of the Treasury Department, Timothy Geithner, is a member of the Trial Outer Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Bilderbergers, a member of the Group of 30. He ties into Henry Kissinger, who's one of the major architects of everything, of the subversive element. And until people recognize that these people are subversive and they really want to destroy our economy, and they're not trying to solve the problem because they're really dedicated to this idea of a world government. I mean, these people work together in concert, and you have certainly Timothy Geithner replaced Henry Paulson, who of course came from the Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is part and parcel of the Trilateral Commission. Henry Paulson, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers. You got a little clique of maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people who run this country, and it doesn't matter whether you have the Democrats or Republicans in party, the subversive elements control both political parties, but the average individual has no idea what's going on.
Well, when I'm asked what I think about the decisions of our new president, I tell people I don't think any of them are his. He's just a front man, just like the last guy was, only this one seems to be brighter. We'll know in time, but the last one was really a buffoon. I mean, how he ever get in for two terms is just incredible. It just shows you how ignorant America is.
They didn't give us any choice. They rigged the 2004 election. I mean, certainly, when you have one precinct with 800 people in it and 1,200 votes for George Bush in Ohio, you know very well that it was a rigged election. I mean, the exit polls showed, that John Kerry won the state of Ohio, and yet George Bush carried it. How could that be? Well, the same way that they do things in Iran or any other country. Certainly, they rigged the elections in South Africa. They rigged the elections in Rhodesia. And they're rigged by the American CIA and by our own agents. And, Why does anybody wonder what's going on in Iran? We're actually putting out several $100 million a year to destabilize that country. Why are they, all these people out there carrying signs there in Tehran written in English? Why, very simply, for the influence impact on the American public. It's certainly people don't even know what's written on the signs they're carrying. And somebody's making those signs, somebody's getting the people out in the streets, somebody's monitoring and creating this whole problem over there, and the Iranians say it's the American government, and I suspect they're absolutely right.
Well, they are, especially the history of the American government in the intrusion into Iran, which was preceded by British intrusion for many, many years through the Sassoon family. Throughout that region, and the result is that they changed two governments during the last 50 years. The U.S. government was definitely behind that. There was a request on major radio for programs which I do on Fox and ABC and stuff like that, about the reaction of the Iranian people to the fixed election. And I told them I didn't want to do it. And they said, why? I said, because it was the other way around. The U.S. tried to rig the election, and they weren't successful. And all we had was another colored revolution, like we had in the Ukraine and Latvia, Estonia, and so on. And, of course, this wasn't bankrolled to any great extent by George Soros, who is a convicted felon, twice, I may add, and allowed to buy his way out of it, which was chump change to him. But it was a long-standing operation by both the Mossad, as well as the Central Intelligence Agency, and we know that they were doing that because money was allocated in the U.S. government for that, and they have been working around the borders of Iran for some time as well. I don't think people really understand Iran, the former Persian Empire of old, originally bankrolled by the Oracle of Delphi, which is true. And Iran is a very modern country, a very advanced education, and very bright people. And we had a lot of them come to America after the Shah left power, and they've done very well in the United States. Most of them brought a lot of money with them, and I did business with people like that and was very impressed with them. But it's a very modern country. It's not a bunch of people running around on horses or camels and living in tents or mud huts or hanging around an oasis someplace. I mean, this is a modern society, which is, you know, from an intellectual viewpoint, is every bit as good as Britain, the United States, or France, or whatever. And so this is what we've been doing. We want their oil. We want to politically, geographically, outflank Russia and China both. And having that in Afghanistan and Iraq, directly or indirectly under our control, which is the dream of the big new Brzezinski.
In his book, of course, The Great Chessboard. Everybody should read that.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. And so this is what they're after, and they got to go kill people to do it.
And really the tragedy is these people are simply victims of this whole process. You can go up in the Internet and go to your search engine and just put in U.S. government finances overthrow Iranian regime. You find out we're putting in hundreds of millions of dollars a year to try to destabilize the regime. Why are we doing that? Why, for the same reason we overthrew the democratically elected government in 1953 of Mossadegh, the Shah of Iran in 1979. We put the mullahs in power. We even supplied them with their terrorist organizations to maintain their power. And now, for some reason, we want to get rid of them. We go right ahead, Bob.
The geopolitical aspects of the Obama administration are very much the same.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
the overthrow of the Shah's government in 1979. They put the mullahs in power. They backed the mullahs. And, of course, this whole hostage crisis. Someday I'll tell you the story of the hostage crisis, because I had the opportunity of spending some time with William H. Sullivan. He had been the American ambassador to Iran for some time. He was there just before the second taking of the hostages. And his story gives you an entirely different aspect of what's going on. I talked to George Hansen, who was over there. The Iranians were anxious to give our hostages back, and we wouldn't take them. I talked to the pilot who actually flew George Bush to Paris, the latter part of 1980, and got the Iranians to promise that they would not release the hostages until Ronald Reagan became the president. And then, of course, on the morning when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, why, of course, it was that morning that the Iranians released the hostages. Nothing as it appears to be. It's all carefully staged. It's symbolism over substance. It's all smoke and mirrors. Well, anyway, we won't get into that subject. Let's get back to the subject of what is going on economically, because I think this is what people are really worried about, Bob. I think that people look and they wonder, am I going to have a job? What's going to happen to my home? What's going to happen to my pension? What's going to happen to my insurance policy? And certainly from what I see, a lot of the major insurance policy companies are in real trouble. People think they've got life insurance, but what happens if their insurance company goes belly up? What happens when suddenly their pension fund loses another half of its value? It's already lost 30 or 40%, and then it's going to lose another half of its value. What's going to happen to their pensions? This is what people are really concerned about. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, they're going to lose money, and they have no recourse. Now, Friday, over the weekend, Manulife in Canada said that the financial condition of one of its products had been questioned by the Ontario Securities Exchange. And I think when all is said, it's going to be found that they can't cover the guarantees and the policies. And the reason why is they were invested and it went the wrong way on them. And it's a big company, one of the biggest life companies in Canada, and it's a good company. But it ran into trouble. And here in the United States, we bailed out AIG, the biggest insurance company in the world. And we just gave six major insurance companies $1 billion or $2 or $3 or $4 billion. Now, you don't accept that kind of money unless you really got a problem. So that means that these insurance companies, all of them in the United States and probably Manulife in Canada, are probably on the edge of insolvency. And that's why they got the money to keep them going. And, of course, that money comes from the American taxpayer, those in the United States. And I suppose the Canadian government will be forced to bail out Manulife so that the people can get paid off. But that's not the function of government. The function of government is not to subsidize or socialize or take on the burden of debt caused by bad business decisions. But that's what we, as American citizens, are doing. And so you say to yourself, well, gee, where does it end? And, it doesn't end anywhere but in disaster. Another thing, too, is that all the insurance companies that played the game the way they should have and didn't incur massive losses, but that percentage is I don't know, but when you have a federal government subsidizing, say, six large insurance companies, how about the other 30 or 40 or 50 or 100 large to semi-large companies that can't compete with these subsidized companies anymore. It really shouldn't be in business. I mean, when you make a fatal business decision and you go bankrupt, that's the end of it. The people who are involved all lose their money. And that's the way it should be. And I know it's painful, and it's not impersonal, it's very personal. But people got to understand that...
Hold that thought, we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course Bob is simply saying that, you know, when you make a bad business decision, why you should go bankrupt. You shouldn't be bailed out by the federal government. Everybody says, well, wouldn't it be a terrible thing if these companies went down, and look at the suffering, and look at the bondholders and the stockholders. But the truth of the matter is, there is no place in the Constitution that allows the government to do what is expedient or seems to be right. There are certain things that the government can do, and there are certain things that the government should not be doing, and most of what the government is doing is unconstitutional. And if you don't like the Constitution, then let's amend it. But if you're not going to amend the Constitution, then these people who are giving all sorts of money to the pension funds and to the hedge funds and to the insurance companies and to the banks, they should be put in prison for really stealing money under false pretenses. They do not have the right to do it. Even if the majority of Congress votes for it, it is frankly unconstitutional. Right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was just thinking, we seem to have deliberately, particularly in Washington, lost our way when it comes to the Constitution. They just don't pay any attention. And you heard what our last president said about it. He had no respect for it whatsoever. And these members of the Illuminati, the Brotherhood of Darkness, they all feel the same way. We're superior to those beings that wrote that Constitution. And we have something better all lined up for everybody, and that's world government. And because we know better what's good for them than they do. And these people truly believe this. And that's why these kinds of things are going on with our economy and geopolitically. And if what happens, if what was considered might happen by the Bilderbergers at that meeting a few weeks ago happens, and that is they lose control of the system, the next thing we're going to get is a major war. And I don't know whether it's going to be with China or North Korea or Iran or Russia or who it's going to be, but they're pretty good at creating wars.
But of course that gives them ever more control over our lives and ever more power over the economy. That is the frightening thing.
That's right. They send all our young people off to murder all those other young people and turn them into human beasts.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, Bob. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. We're talking about the tragic situation that exists today and the fact that the people in Washington, D.C. don't believe in the Constitution. They're violating the Constitution. This is a criminal act, especially when they've sworn to uphold the Constitution. And we need people to understand what's going on and that most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. is subversive and illegal. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. All right, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right now I'm writing my newsletter, a second newsletter on that deals with President Andrew Jackson's farewell address. And he makes the point, and it's beautifully done. If you don't like the Constitution, which is the law of our land, then let's amend it. We have a means to amend it, and let's amend it and make it work better. But if you don't want to amend it, don't do things that are unconstitutional, because lots of things sound good, and they pull on your heartstrings, and you certainly think, wouldn't it be better? Couldn't we help people if we did this, that, or the other thing? But if we are going to live in a nation of laws, then we have to abide by the primary law of this country, which is the Constitution. Unfortunately, George Bush didn't believe in it. We remember meeting him in 1999. John Stromer asked him a question about the Constitution, and George Bush has just sat there like a lump on a log, and he finally said, "I don't understand the Constitution. I don't understand the question." And so John simplified the question. If somebody gave you a piece of legislation dealing with the education that was unconstitutional, would you sign it? And George Bush, the man who held the presidency for 8 years, looked at John Stormer, then he looked at me, and he said, "Well, I'm going to have to go home and study that issue. I really don't know the answer." And I thought to myself, heaven help us if this man ever becomes the President of the United States. The telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question for Bob, but right now, Bob, why don't you tell people how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and perhaps want to subscribe to it and why they should want to subscribe to it?
Well, the International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Usually around is about 35 or 40 pages. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And you can get a free introductory copy by doing one of three things. You can go to our site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FOREcaster.com, or you can email Bob, B-O-B, at INTFOREcaster.com. That's Bob at intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Okay, fine. Chris, I encourage people to get the Forecaster. It comes twice a week. I look forward to it. And I'm reading the Sunday issue right now. First time I haven't had it done by. It comes on Saturday. I usually have it read by Sunday. But it's fascinating material. And people are going to have to keep abreast of what's going on today. In fact, very interestingly, why Harry Schultz, who is really sort of one of the world's leading financial experts, in his latest issue, sent out something quoting from Bob Chapman. So you've hit the big time, Bob.
Well, Harry and I are like minds. I only met Harry a couple of years ago, and he said, "Where have you been all my life?" And he says, after a while, he said, "You know, I'm going to have to publish more often because you're getting more information out than I am." I said, "Well, Harry, you know, you are 85 years old, and you are entitled to slow down a little if you want." He said, "But no, I want my publication to be as good as yours." And so what we do is we run ads, you know, for each other to open up people's minds to, you know, other Harry's ideas and my ideas to his subscribers as well as he to mine. And so there's some cross-pollination there, and I like doing that. And that's why I run all of those links at the end of the U.S. section, because there's so much information out there. I try to pick out what is the most pertinent. Sometimes it's offbeat, but it's there for a reason. And there's a lot of good writers out there. I certainly don't have a monopoly on it. And so what if I see something good that's in a link, I'll put it in. And sometimes it's a voice transmission or a video. And it explains something that I don't then have to explain because somebody else has done it as good, if not better, than I can. And everything that you need to know each week, twice a week, is in the International Forecaster. We don't miss anything.
Well, I agree with that. There are lots of interesting things going on. If the price of oil should continue to rise, even at $70 a barrel, this is which gives us almost $3 a gallon for gasoline here in California, a little over $3 a gallon. But this is going to impact on transportation. It's going to impact on trucks. It's going to begin to impact on the farmers, of course, who have to use diesel fuel. It's going to impact even further on the airlines that are already having problems. Many of the major airlines are down 20% as far as flights are concerned, 20% as far as income. The major airlines are going to lose something like $9 billion this year. In fact, they were figuring out a $9 billion loss before the price of fuel started to go up. So I think that so many of our industries are in real problem. What are your thoughts, Bob? Bob? Bob, are you there? Well, I hope we haven't lost Bob Chapman. Otherwise, you're going to have to hear a monologue from me. Bob Chapman, are you there? Well, I don't know what's happened. I'm going to have to see maybe if he can call back in again. Or Bob, are you there? Well, I'm going to disconnect from Bob and hope that he will call back because... right now, of course, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly as you look and analyze what's going on, certainly FedEx, United Parcel, the delivery companies are having real problems, not only because there is less and less traffic, in other words, people are not sending as many packages because they can't afford to. Business all across America is beginning to dry up. And let's see if we got Bob on the line here, and hopefully we do. So we'll get right back, find out Bob was calling by satellite phone. Bob, are you there? I know we're going to have to get him back in again. We lost him again. So anyway, certainly the industry is having more and more problems. Certainly the shipping is down tremendously, and there are ships all over the world, big tanker ships just cram full of oil. These ships have the oil in them, and of course they have no place to put it. The world is awash with oil, so if supply and demand is the issue, then why is the price of oil going up? And it's because it's all manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. They manipulate the price of oil and so many other products. Bob, are you back there?
I am.
All right, fine. I don't know what happened, but obviously the gremlins are getting to us. I was just pointing out that I don't think there's any shortage of oil. I think that the price of oil has been manipulated up. It's going to be interesting if they're going to let it stay up or it's going to go down, because if it continues going up, it's going to have a profound impact on our economy. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, there has never been peak oil, and I've said that from the beginning, and it looks like I was right. Secondly, this is my take on it. There are others who have another take. The underlying reason why commodities have moved up is, yes, the Chinese have been selling commodities in order to get rid of dollars. That's true. But not to a great extent.
I mean, they've been buying commodities to get rid of dollars.
Yes.
Purchasing, stockpiling. Go ahead.
But not to a great extent. Now, what they've done recently, in the last 3 months, is stimulated their economy, $600 billion worth of money that they just threw right into the economy. They didn't wait. They didn't pace it out. They just did it right now. They have 30 million unemployed, and I can understand that. But they also increased the amount of money available by an additional $600 billion to banks to lend. And the idea was to lend to business so that business could expand or do something to hire people. And they give them tax breaks, like Italy has done the same thing through Berlusconi. And so what businessmen in China have done is that they've taken a lot of this money, about one-third of it, so that would be about $18 billion, and they've gone into the commodity market with it. Now, that's what kept the ball rolling, along with the Chinese government. And then we're having rotation, money coming out of the stock market, and rightly so, because it's had a run of 40 or 50% or whatever it was. And so this money has been made for those fortunate enough to get in early on this bear market rally, which looks like it's finally ending. And that money is a good part of it that is, was tired of hanging around, and they felt that the great run on this bear market rally was over. It switched over to commodities. And then you have the manipulation factor as well. So we have oil at around $67 today. It was over $70 recently. Could go to 80. I think by October, by the beginning of September, that what's going to happen is that this commodity market's going to slow down. And the leaders going up were the copper and the oil complex, and they will lead it back down. And I'm not saying it's going to go into some great dark pit, but I'm saying that speculation will ebb off, and let's take copper at 220. It could easily go back to 175.80. It had come up from about 130. And oil, which was down at 35.50, could easily go back to $45 or $50. And so I think that's what's going to happen toward the end of the year in those two items. And it's not that the game is over, but this temporary game is over. And I think it's pretty hard to maintain higher commodity prices, perhaps with the exception of wheat, grains, and beans, but besides that, everything else can come down because it's not being demanded by the economies of the world. Now, there will be a little blip up in production worldwide over the next year and a half, but it will be very moderate in nature. So the demand for those things, copper, lead, zinc, and so on, is not going to be as strong as it might have been otherwise. So I think you're going to see an up and down commodity market, and with the absence of an additional war, you can figure that oil will probably trade between $40 and $80, and copper from 130 to 220, and that's where I think all of that's going. I wrote a piece on that today, which will go on Wednesday's issue under commodities.
Well, I think it's so interesting that they tell the people you know, on listen to what television, the reason that the price of oil is going up is because of the summer driving and there's more of a demand in the summer and people are taking their vacations. That's the reason the price of oil is going up, and I say that's hogwash. I mean, there are tanker ships all over the world just simply sitting in court loaded with oil and no place to put it off. The reason the price is going up is because it's being manipulated in the commodity market so the oil companies can make more money. But they can't tell the American people that all of these markets are manipulated, and just as the gold and silver markets have been manipulated down here recently, so the oil price has been manipulated up intentionally to certain groups could make a great deal of profit. But the average American believes what he hears on radio and television, and I would say that going up to at this time has nothing to do with summer driving, because people are not going to be doing the driving, and they're not taking their recreational vehicles out on the road with gasoline at $3 a gallon. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, it's more than that in California, as you might have seen.
Right.
$3.10, $3.20.
Right.
And so in other areas, in Florida, it's 265, 275, so still not good, but I think those prices will be down by the fall, which is something that Americans and the world is going to have to suffer through for the next couple of months. and even oil producers like in Mexico, the price of gasoline's around $2.65 a gallon if you translate it, and so everybody's being affected, and they're a moderately large oil producer. So I think that's what you can expect between now and the fall, and those prices should come off then. But I do think there's other things in the wind. We have the deployment of American troops within the United States in areas that they've never been before. And I get private letters from people, you know, in places like Montana saying, you know, we've got 1,500 troops in our town here and they've never been here before. Or you get a conversation that's overheard among top officers in a police department discussing the fact that the U.S. government wants to federalize everybody.
Well, of course, this is all using the so-called war on terror to justify, of course, a police state in America. Those who haven't heard my talk on the planned police state and got the syllabus that goes with that really need to get that information. And it's all as phony as a $3 bill. All you have to do is look at Building 7 come down. You go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Go to other videos, not regular videos, other videos. Watch Building 7 come down a few times. See how the center of the roof caves in first. That's what you do with a controlled demolition. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on why did the buildings come down. You need to understand it was a controlled demolition. Well, go right ahead, Bob. We've got just 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Okay. Well.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1 ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
Many instances, according to Bob, they're pulling in their loans. In other words, you have a loan, and you're making your payments on it. Your business is doing fine, and suddenly they say, we want all of the money back now. And, of course, suddenly you get a call from your bank, and they say, give us the money back, or we're going to take your business. And you can't borrow money anyplace. What do? You lose your business. And that's the way the system, unfortunately, works. And that is increasingly happening. And this is suddenly... they're beginning to tighten the screws. This is a standard technique when you want to destroy the economy. They know exactly what they're doing. J.P. Morgan Chase is holding over $2.1 trillion, at least according to them, in assets. And now they're calling it, they're cutting off lines of credit, certainly to small businesses, which means they're going down and more people unemployed. And it's all a scam. There's plenty of money out there. They're doing this, and they're doing it intentionally, because they want to wreck the economy and bring about the one world government. You need, of course, to see my talk on the financial Armageddon and to get the syllabus that goes with that, the financial Armageddon and the syllabus that goes with that. We hope that you will go ahead and get my talk on the financial tsunami. It gave it 3 years ago, but it's just as apropos today, and the syllabus that goes with that. You'll certainly want to get Pat Wood's new DVD. And it's called the Trilateral Commission, but it really goes into how the Trilateral Commission gained control of the government, and it does control the government. And there are 11 people from the Trilateral Commission in key positions in the Obama administration, and they tell President Obama what to do. They're the ones who put him there. They're the ones who are keeping him there, and of course, when they want to get rid of him, they will. But this is how the system really works. Pat Wood's talk on the Trilateral Commission is absolutely essential. And then, of course, we recommend, of course, some of the books we carry on Meltdown. And it's an excellent book. It's simply a very modern book. Actually, it got on the New York Times bestseller list, talking simply about the fundamentals of economics, which most people don't understand, about the Austrian School of Economics and why everything that they are doing today is wrong. They're actually making the situation worse by spending all the money. We would have been well over this contraction if they'd simply let the banks and the insurance companies go down, and it would have been tough. But it's going to be a lot tougher as we drag this thing out over a decade. And more people lose their homes, and more people lose their jobs, and more people lose their pensions, and eventually they destroy our economy and impoverish our people. You certainly will want to be reading our newsletters, and of course you can get them November, December of last year, January, February, March. April should be posted. We're sending the May newsletter out very, very soon, and we're just completing the June newsletter. You want to get this information. Certainly you want to get our syllabus on the financial Armageddon and read and reread and read again Andrew Jackson's farewell address, March 4th, 1837. You need to know what President Jackson said, because what he described is exactly what's going on today and the battle he fought against the occult forces that control the banking industry. He didn't understand the occult forces. He just knew that there were people in America working with people in Europe who wanted to control our country and destroy our Constitution. But what he said is so apropos for today. Only today we understand there is a Brotherhood of Darkness. And you certainly want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the talk. You want to get our talk on the forbidden secret, and the syllabus goes with that. And then, of course, we hope that you'll pray for America, that you'll pray for revival, that you'll pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Tom Parker. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about you, about your organization, about your concern about what's happening to our country.
Okay. Well, don't really have an organization as such. We're a loose affiliation, if you will, of people that kind of have gravitated to help out our TV show and other things that we're doing. We do gun shows and talk to people at gun shows, too. Been doing the television show now. We start our 15th year July 1st. We do live. We're now up to 2 hours every Wednesday night, live on our open channel, and try to get the word out. The basic premise is we want to return to constitutional government in this country. In other words, real rule by law instead of by men. And myself, I've got a master's degree from our local university here, back when it was the University of Southwestern Louisiana, and had a few careers in between there and starting the show. Worked in the oil patch, did government security, other things that basically prepared me for what I'm doing now. The good Lord has put me here and made sure there were certain things that happened to get me ready to do what I'm doing now.
Well, tell me now, whereabouts is your television program broadcast, and how can people watch it?
Well, right now the only way is if you're not in this area. We do reach five parishes in south central Louisiana with the Acadiana Open Channel. It's a Cox Communications affiliate here. It's on that channel. It's government funded. Partially and funded by donations and by Cox Cable. And we do have an independent individual puts us on, allows us to use his email or online network. You can get us at currentissues.tv every Wednesday at the live times only right now. We don't have the money to do any streaming, but who knows what's in the works for later. But currentissues.tv right now, well, the next show, the last show at the old schedule, will start at 8:30 Central Time this coming Wednesday night. And then starting July 1st, we go to 7 p.m. and we'll be on till 9:30 p.m. There's a 30-minute gap in between, which certain of the people at the station that didn't like us decided they were going to make us have 30 minutes between our 2 hours. they thought it would hurt us. But actually what happened is one of our cameraman stepped in and is doing a 30-minute tape program in between. So now we have 2.5 hours straight through from right now 8:30 to 11. Starting July 1st, we'll be on 7 till 9:30.
Well, I think that's exciting. I think that the more people there are that are getting the information out, the better we're going
to
be.
Oh, yeah. Our task is to educate the people, and it's definitely working down here. We get usually people that have never called before. We'll get one or two every week. They can call in live, ask questions, make comments. What's really interesting is that opposition to what I'm talking about, or my beliefs, if you will, does not materialize itself on the air, except in the form here lately of people, in this case one particular guy who has been calling the show irregularly for the past 2 months and making an ass of himself, if I can say that on your show.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's Tom Parker, and he's just talking about his television program and the fact that more and more people seem to be listening and seem to be learning what he's talking about. He's just talking about these old-fashioned things of patriotism, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And do you think that the average individual really understands that there really are people in Washington, D.C. who want a dictatorship and are using the phony threat of terrorism, because there's really a threat of terrorism, and for all these Muslims in America, the millions of them are here, really hate us and wanted to disrupt our society, we would have had a lot more isolated acts of terrorism and fires and bombings. And I mean, this whole thing is a scam. There have been one or two. Most of the convictions have certainly been of people who were actually approached by FBI informants who were drawn into imaginary plots to damage our country. And if it wasn't for the FBI informant, the agent provocateur, there wouldn't have been any of these threats at all. Do you think most people begin to understand that, Tom?
Well, I think they're starting to realize it for sure. And evidence of that, of course, is the responses to the tea parties, which we're going to have a big one on July 4th here. And then in New Iberia, I'll be speaking at the New Iberia one and then coming back over here to run a booth at our one here in Lafayette. So, yeah, people are waking up. And some of the other writers and such online have called it Christian laziness that has caused these people to not get involved. And I think a more appropriate thing would be fear. They're afraid. We have this, we've had this ourselves on numerous occasions in the last, we've been having meetings twice a month also here, public meetings that anybody can come. And of course, once in a while, a government agent wanders in, but he usually doesn't stay for the whole meeting because we don't talk about blowing things up. And but we've had people that have told us, they know, they've got friends who would come to the meeting, but they're afraid. They're scared of the government. And that brings to mind something that we heard at the rally for the Indianapolis Baptist Temple right before George Bush Jr. took office. And one of the pastors who was speaking said that if you're not on a government list, it's because you're not doing something right. And I
very
never
well
forgot
put.
That. And I use that constantly now. Another thing involved in all of this dovetails with how you introduced the show just now, or this hour, that a lot of people, and includes government and law enforcement types, perception is reality to these people.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And of course, our guest is Tom Parker, who has his own television show there in Louisiana. And they're reaching people in three or four parishes, and they're putting on meetings, at regular meetings. And he simply points out that a lot of people, you know, would like to come to meetings, but they're afraid to come to the meetings, and they're afraid of the government. And I always like to say, well, you know, a coward dies 1,000 deaths, but a brave man dies but once. And if you're afraid of your government, then you realize that your government is moving towards tyranny. Because, of course, when there's freedom, why, the government fears the people. When there's tyranny, why, the government, the people fear the government. And that's the direction we're heading right now. And somebody once said that, you know, some men die in foxholes and some go down in flames, but Most men die just bit by bit, playing foolish little games. Well, I'd rather, far rather stand for something than stand for nothing. And those who aren't willing to take a stand, you know, willing to stand now and say no, may very well end up on their knees saying yes. So our plea is, if you're out there in the listening audience, get involved. You have a moral obligation to your children and your grandchildren to try to preserve this country. And if you think that you're going to get away and you're going to be ignored if you just do nothing, why, of course, well, all you need to do is read Corey Ten Boom and see what happened to her and her family. All they did was just protect the Jews and do what was morally right, and they ended up in a concentration camp, and many of them died in the concentration camp. But they did what they were supposed to do, and God intervened and actually saved Corrie Ten Boom's life. She got out of the concentration camp at Ravensbrück by mistake, and a week later they killed all the women who were with her. Most of them were Christians. So, you know, certainly if you aren't willing to stand for what's right, you don't deserve to be free. Tom, how are we going to get that message out?
Well, one thing people have to realize, and I think we've seen this over the years that I've been watching things carefully, is that sometimes something will come up, we'll get wind of, and we think it's likely to happen. And a classic example is the East German trucks that were in Saucier, Mississippi for years back in the late 90s. What were they there for? Well, whatever they were there for did not happen. One reason I think it didn't happen was because the government realized we knew they were there, we knew something was up, and we were planning for it. And there's a lot of people that are preparing for hard times behind the scenes, afraid to get involved because they don't want to draw attention to themselves. I tell those people, well, you have the right to do that, but also remember this, by you're not getting involved and doing something publicly, then you are basically telling the government you don't care. And until people stand up as a group en masse, the July 4th rallies are going to be the perfect time for that, because the ones April 15th, they stood up and took notice of those. The governor of Texas started changing his attitude after the April 15th rallies in Texas. Of course, there's other things going on in Texas, and the people over in Texas are downright mad about things like the border situation, the drug wars on their border, etc. And what are they doing? They're buying guns and ammo like crazy. They're paying exorbitant prices for this stuff that, fortunately, I didn't have to because, well, I was already ready. But at least we know people that they didn't have a gun in the house until all of this stuff started. That's one way to stand up, because the government knows how many guns are sold and how much ammo is sold. So you got to stand up, folks.
And they really are people who want a dictatorship, who do not believe in the Constitution. One of them, of course, was George Bush. Another one's Barack Obama.
Right.
These people hate the Constitution. They are subversives. That dedication is not to the United States, but this concept of a world government. And these people do not represent our government. They represent their government. We have a legitimate government, a constitutional government. We have a subversive government. Works through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderbergers. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They are the invisible government that holds the reins of power in both political parties. It's time we got the information out. Incidentally, if you want to know who they are, we put together a syllabus. It's called The Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It will simply give you the membership of all these organizations. Certainly, you want to know why the United States government gave Chrysler to Fiat. Now, remember, Fiat is an Italian company. They did not put up any money. They got 20% of Chrysler, and they may end up with 51%. They have the ability to do that without putting up additional money. Why would you possibly give a major automotive company and a lot of billions and billions of dollars away to an Italian company? Well, very simply, because the CEO of Fiat just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, and the Trilateral Commission controls the Obama administration, and of course they belong to the Italian branch of that. Not only the chairman of the Trilateral Commission, but the vice chairman of the Trilateral Commission. Why doesn't anybody tell you that? Why? Very simply, because the media in America is controlled. And if you work for the ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, or any of the other organizations like that, and you tell the truth, why, you're going to be out of a job with everybody else before long, very, very quickly. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But don't take my word for it. You have the Internet. You don't have to get my syllabus. You can look up on the Internet. For the chairman of the Fiat Motor Company and the vice chairman of Fiat Motor Company, and then type in Trilateral Commission. You'll find out that they come from the Trilateral Commission. David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. And, of course, you'll find that the people who run the Obama administration, go to augustreview.org, that's augustreview.org, or com, I can't remember which, and simply pull down the list of the people in the Obama administration who come from the Trilateral Commission, and all of the key positions, and the people who meet with President Obama every day, come from that organization. And they run the Obama administration. He is simply a figurehead. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Tom, do you think that the average individual really understands these other organizations that have made mockery out of representative government?
No, not at all. The average individual, first of all, it's becoming patently obvious that they're going to try and keep them so busy just trying to stay alive. This is why they've got to get rid of the middle class. This is the whole crux of the matter and what they're doing to our economy now. The middle class is the counter to royalists and other elitists running a country. Middle class have the ability to learn what's going on and do something about it. They have the ability to spend a little money to support candidates that are the people's, true people's candidates, not like the kind of elections we have in this country now or the elections in Iran, for example. The people are being dumbed down. Remember in the movie Gladiator when they were throwing bread to the crowd in the Colosseum? This is the old idea of bread and circuses. You keep the people in line with bread and circuses, they don't want to know what's really going on. Plus, again, there are lazy folks out there. It's not just fear keeping them at bay. It's their laziness. The left-wingers are basically lazy. A socialist is lazy. He wants the government doing everything for him. He doesn't want to have to do anything himself. The labor unions, that's lazy people that don't want to work a full day. They want to unload a few tons of cargo and be given credit for an eight-hour day and can go home. Laziness and fear are what's running the country today. And we've told people this for years. They're not going to do anything about it until they're naked and bloody in the streets, until it actually impacts upon their pocketbook. They're out of work now. Many of them are out of work that weren't out of work a year ago. Of course, this is one reason for them to sit up and take notice of what's going on in the world. But the middle class is being destroyed systematically. And they just, one of the commentators today was talking about Barack Hussein's agenda. All of a sudden, rich people used to be, and when he was campaigning, if you had $1 million, then he was going to tax you. Then if you had made a quarter of a million, you were going to get taxed, but nothing below that. Now, if you make $100,000, you're going to get taxed. Well, where's it going to end? Well, it's not going to end. They're going to continue taxing. They're going to continue getting people laid off. They're going to continue destroying the monetary system, and with it, the middle class. And, of course, there's a lot of talk of a new monetary system now, more than I've heard in a long time. And, of course, if with the old money, if you've got old dollars, old Federal Reserve notes, then you'll have to turn those in for 10 cents on the dollar. This thing, it's not going to turn around until people really stand up. And if they don't stand up now, I'll paraphrase what Winston Churchill said. If you won't stand up now when it's easy and it's fairly safe to do, what are you going to do when things really get bloody and messy? Are you going to stand up then? And until we return this country to constitutional government, which we haven't had for a long time, then it's not going to turn around. It's going to get continually worse.
I haven't thought of that quotation for a long time. Still, if you will not fight for justice, when victory will be easy. If you will not fight when victory will be sure, you may come to the point when you'll have to fight. When there, you know, when all odds are against you, where there may even be a worse case, you may have to fight when there is no hope for victory. For it would be better to live to die than to live as a slave. And I think that was one of the great quotations of all time. And certainly I appreciate your mentioning it. I haven't thought of it in a long time. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. If you have a question, a comment, maybe you disagree, maybe you think we should just sit back and lose our freedom. There is a subversive element. They're working at the highest levels of our government. There are covert organizations. You can read about them on the Internet, or you can get the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, Tom, certainly there's no question in my mind that they're trying to wipe out the middle class. In fact, they've even written all about it.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Inventing the Constitution and most of what goes on today is unconstitutional. There is no place where the federal government should be involved in education. In fact, since the federal government got involved in education, why, of course, our reading scores and our math scores have been going down. There is no place, you know, that justifies the Department of Education, Department of Energy, or certainly all of these federal departments are unconstitutional. There's certainly no justification for a Department of Homeland Security in the name of fighting terrorism, because the war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. And if it were not, we would have had a number of major terrorist attacks in the United States, and they would not have to be sending out FBI informants and agent provocateurs to try to lure Muslim people into acknowledging that maybe they'd like to get involved in committing a crime against America, and offering them large sums of money to join terrorist groups. That's what it's really all about. If there was really a war on terrorism, if the terrorism was really a threat to the United States, we would have had other acts of terrorism this country.
There's no doubt.
When we have a wide open border, and if they really believed, if the government really believed that there was a threat of terrorism, they would have sealed the southern border. They would have had air marshals on every plane instead of maybe one in 20 or 30 planes. They would have had every pilot armed. But, of course, we're not doing any of the logical things, because they know, of course, that it's all smoke and mirrors. And these people who stand in the airport and check your luggage and check your, to make sure you're not carrying a bomb in your shoes or something like that, we're spending billions of dollars to convince the American people of a lie.
Right. Well, the other reason for that, of course, is to acclimatize the people to being told what to do. Oh, you can't go to the bathroom except between 6 and 7 p.m. every day. This is what we're headed for, folks. When they tell you when you can water your grass, when they tell you when you can put your mail out, etc., what's next? But one thing I wanted to read was a piece from George Washington's farewell address, and this is critical to the crux of what we're talking about, because if the government continues on the path that we've got, we're going to end up with a one branch of government. George Washington warned against encroachments of one branch on the powers of the other branches. Those holding the reins of power, he warned, should, quote, confine themselves within their respective constitutional spheres, avoiding in the exercise of the powers of one department to encroach upon another. The spirit of encroachment tends to consolidate the powers of all the departments in one, and thus to create, whatever the form of government, a real despotism, unquote. And that's what we've got. When you've got a president, what did he do today? Basically took over the tobacco industry. Well, people say, no, he didn't. He didn't do what they did to the banks. Yeah, he did. He's just not giving the tobacco industry any money in return for the power he's taken from them, the authority he's taken to make all kinds of strange rules about tobacco, which the federal government, once again, has no authority to do constitutionally. And as long as we've got the three branches of government, each one working like there's only one branch, the executive branch, and doing anything that the president and his minions want them to do, which actually turns out to be the puppet masters of the sock puppet named Barack Hussein, also called Barry Sotoro, this guy is worse a sock puppet than the last one. And if there's another president, he will be worse than Obama. That's bottom line, folks. Until we return to constitutional government, principle amongst that is a true separation of powers, where Congress exercises the duties that it's supposed to do. You heard what they did last week. They were having a heated debate about some important bill. I don't remember the bill. That's not important. What is that they declared a recess sent everybody home. It was late in the day. Then they called them all back to vote on the bill, and a third of them couldn't make it back to vote. Well, what do you call that? And none of them that were called back protested. You didn't hear about it the next day with them demanding that they have a real recount. What's wrong with Congress? Well, we know. They've got the power-mad people running it, and they've been given unlimited funds to spend, funds that don't exist, and now they're scrambling around trying to find somebody to buy that debt.
Well, because I really feel that we have the finest politicians that money could buy in Washington, D.C. The finest politicians money could buy. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Tom, you go right ahead. And Sydney, I agree with you. I share your concern about what's going on in Washington, D.C. But what we need, of course, is to get rid of most of these turkeys. And I don't care whether they're Democrats or Republicans.
Oh,
the thing is that if they're voting the wrong way, get rid of them. The Republicans supported the war in Iraq when George Bush was the president, and the Democrats opposed them. And then as soon as Barack Obama got in, why, the Democrats were supporting the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now the Republicans are against it, and it's as phony as a $3 bill.
Right.
And when are the American people going to wake up and realize we're being played for suckers?
Well, our first revolution, estimates range anywhere from only 3% at a minimum to a third of the people in the colonies were patriots. I tend to gravitate on the side of conservatism and say there's probably only 10 to 15% at any one time were patriots back then. There were probably double that who were actually Tories or supporting the British. Yet, it doesn't take a majority to do something. There's a quote about it. I don't remember the quote. It's a very eloquent one, though. It only takes a minority that are dedicated to a cause to turn things around. It doesn't take 50%. And I dare say you could do it with 10%. And the government is scared of us, people. You don't realize just how much they are scared of us. Or just think about how paranoid they are about guns. They give all the platitudes about gun crimes, and when some school child shoots up a school, which, by the way, all the school children have been on Ritalin or Prozac or just gotten off of it. They've actually admitted it now in some of the news coverage. It's something we suspected when it first started happening, that these children were drugged up. It wasn't a disgruntled bully getting upset. That wasn't all there was to it. So they use this as an excuse. It's an excuse for tyranny. And the reason that we still are able to talk like this, that Dr. Stan is able
hold
to
that
have
thought. It, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Tom Parker. And Tom, of course, is in Louisiana, has his own television program trying to get people educated down there and doing a great job of it. And there is certainly a group of people rallying together, concerned about the very real threat to the loss of freedom. It's not coming from overseas. The enemy is not sitting in a cave in Pakistan. The enemy is not sitting, behind a desk in Moscow or in Beijing. The desks, people are sitting, in the enclaves of the Harold Pratt House at 5868 Street in New York City. That's the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. They're sitting in their organizations in Washington, D.C., and they're dedicated to a one-world government, to globalism, and to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Tom.
Well, what I was going to say is that dealing with our firearms, if we didn't have firearms in private hands, then, Dr. Stan, you couldn't have your show, I couldn't have mine. If we had been able to speak out at all and get our voice heard by the bad guys, we'd have been rounded up by now. But because we have our guns, they have not messed with us further. Now, this also means that they've got to tread lightly. The slowly boiling frogs analogy comes into play here, where you put a frog into a pot of hot water and he jumps out. Put him into a pot of lukewarm water, gradually turn the heat up, and before he knows it, he's done. Well, it's called incrementalism, where they gradually turn the heat up on us. Well, a whole lot of the frogs are jumping out. And you see this at the gun shows up until the last one I did. We didn't get much of a turnout, but before that, we were. I don't know if the economy is starting to play on that or not, but it probably is. The people have been buying guns and ammo, as I mentioned earlier, been buying guns and ammo like crazy. The last month of last year, the estimates range, enough guns were sold in this country to civilians to arm the Chinese and the Russian armies, and there were over 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition sold. That was the end of last year. Things have been going hot and heavy since then up until the last week or so. If not, in other parts of the country, still going hot and heavy. And the prices that people are paying for the stuff is 2 and 3 times what it was 2 years ago. So people are upset. It's a combination of things have upset them. And it's not just Obama in there. This is everything that's going on. The government has spent, in the last 6 months, more money as far as going into debt, I should say. They've gone into debt for more money in the last 6 months than they did in the previous 30 years combined. And people see this going on. They see the bailouts, the TARP, these other things that the government's doing. And you look at who's running Congress, and you look at who's running the White House now, is it any wonder people are spending money they don't have for guns and ammo? They're worried. They're concerned. I get it all the time. Every show I go to, people are scared. They are outright scared. And, of course, that makes for a dangerous situation also, because scared people make mistakes. And I advocate to folks out there, don't do anything precipitously. Think before you act, and only act in self-defense. If it's there's other things you can do leading up to it. I've been doing it for a long time. Yeah, morally, as I've said before on my show on numerous occasions, we're morally justified now in rising up in the third revolution, or third armed revolution. The government has done all they can to make us mad, and people just rock along and take it, because again, they're lazy and they're scared. They're scared of the government. Well, now they're getting scared to the point that they may be ready to do something about it.
But you see, Tom, the thing is that we will never, there's no way that an armed American population can fight, you know, a military organization with tanks and all sorts of secret death rays and certainly airplanes and air power. The thing is that we have to do is educate the American people and realize that really behind this are powerful spiritual forces, because there are really is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men. Our churches are now speaking out because they've been infiltrated, because the enemy hates Christianity. And you know, if we are going to preserve our freedom here, God's going to have to intervene.
Oh, yeah, I agree. That's why we haven't risen up. The Lord has not deemed it appropriate yet. If he does that, if he ever does. There's the other side of the coin, too. They have strong spiritual forces that work with them, but we have stronger. As long as we stay on the good Lord's side. You know this business about God's on our side? No. You better be on his side. you don't set the parameters. He does. And
amen.
If I'm surrounded by 60 M1 Abrams tanks and they all fire simultaneously, if he doesn't want me killed, then I ain't going to be killed. And if he does, so be it. I'm ready. I'm dead. I just haven't quit breathing yet. And this is what people have to understand. They've got to take that fear and translate it into determination to try and make this stuff not happen. And the only way you can do that is to step up and be counted. Do it now. Again, go back to the Winston Churchill quote. If you won't do it now when it's easy, are you going to do it when you might get killed, when your house might get leveled? Think about it. Because if you don't do it now, when it's peaceful, then it will get bloody.
Well, I think one of the things that the other side fears is the American people may begin to wake up and realize that they have been deliberately dumbed down, they've been lied to in school, they do not understand that this country was founded on Christian principles by Christians, that our Supreme Court has repeatedly held that this was a Christian nation, and the last time probably in the 1930s. This is never taught in school, and when Barack Obama gets up and says, we're not a Christian nation, well, of course, I don't even think he's an American. He was an American citizen. I think he was born overseas, and he's lying about his relationship to this country. But the Supreme Court has refused to see the evidence in this case. They've actually taken this under advisement, and they've been compromised, and tragically, we have people working on our Supreme Court who don't believe in the Constitution or do not have the courage to stand up for what's right.
That's correct.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But the most important thing we can do right now is to get people to understand the Constitution. This is why we work very closely with the Institute of the Constitution, which has an educational program where people can, over a period of about 6 weeks, can learn the Constitution and can discuss it and can tell you the difference between a republic and a democracy and why we are a republic. And every time you hear a politician or the president or somebody in the media or a professor get up and say we are a democracy, you tell them they're lying. They're lying through their teeth. And you have to be able to defend it. And, of course, we have a wonderful little pamphlet called We Are a Republic. It's simply a compilation of our newsletters. And you can go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull those newsletters down or get the inexpensive pamphlet from us. Understand the difference between a republic and democracy. Go to the website on the Institute, on the Constitution, and take the course and then begin to teach it to others. That's where we've got to start, Tom. We've got to start at the beginning and rekindle that belief in freedom that once was the hallmark of the greatness of America, that and our belief in God.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely. And what we have is the Citizens Rule Book with the Jury Rights Handbook in it, too, because remember, there's only three boxes that are maintaining our freedom. The ballot box, the jury box, and a cartridge box. And when the ballot box and the jury box are no longer available to us, that leaves only one. And we don't want to go to that until it's absolutely necessary. And it will be, again, if people don't stand up, learn their jury rights, don't shirk your jury responsibility, get on that jury and decide whether the law that you're there hearing about is a good law, a moral and constitutional law. If it isn't, then you find the guy accused of violating it not guilty. If he's guilty of violating it and it's not a constitutional law, then it's null and void, folks. And the jury has the responsibility, has the right, the duty to nullify that law. It's called jury nullification. And the judges will tell you that you can't do that. Well, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. And this is something that you learn when you study and do your homework. Ooh, homework, a dirty word. Another thing you need to do when you get your Bill of Rights, whatever copy you do, make sure it has the preamble to it. A lot of the publications that have the Bill of Rights in it don't include the preamble, which states why the Bill of Rights was adopted.
Why don't you tell our listeners why the Bill of Rights was adopted?
Well, it was adopted because part of the Constitutional Convention, people did not trust government to safeguard our rights. Our rights are handed down by the good Lord upstairs. They're not given to us by government. But some in the Constitutional Convention said, well, that's okay, it's understood, so we don't have to have a statement of individual rights in the Constitution. And the other folks said, no, if you don't have a statement of a Bill of Rights, then we're not going to vote for, we're not going to ratify your Constitution. And so they sat down and they came up with the Bill of Rights. And some people seem to think that the Bill of Rights can be amended. I do not. I will fight anybody who says that the Bill of Rights can be amended, because the Bill of Rights are laying out unalienable rights. Those are rights that cannot be alienated by government or anybody else. And the Bill of Rights was there to make sure it was understood that the government, those are basically the thou shalt nots of government. Those are the Ten Commandments for government. And they're not they're guaranteeing our rights, but they're not giving them to us. We already had those rights. The good Lord upstairs gave us those rights. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof in Article 1. It doesn't say that there will be religious freedom. We're going to give you religious freedom. See, the UN, I think you mentioned it earlier, the UN wants to replace that with a constitution that states that government gives you the right to worship in your own religion, but government can also take it away. And that's the difference between our Bill of Rights and any other constitution in the world, unless it was adopted from ours. And people need to understand this. The Bill of Rights is sacred, people. It's based on God's laws.
And I think what's really, of course, the secret of the Bill of Rights is that it's a restriction on the power of the federal government, not
right.
The state government, only the federal government. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging
right.
The right of freedom of speech, freedom of press, or freedom of assembly. Congress shall make no law. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. And that was a restriction on Congress. It was not a restriction on the states. We should not be having state laws. We should work against the state laws so the people can keep their weapons. But the Bill of Rights was to limit the power of the federal government
right.
So people could be free. And this is what is never taught in our schools. And of course,
yeah.
It says so clearly in the Declaration of Independence after the opening of the second paragraph, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to ensure these laws, governments are instituted among men with the consent of the governed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is to secure these rights. And to secure these rights, what are they? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That were our God-given laws. People have to understand that the Declaration of Independence is, for all intents and purposes, the preamble of the Constitution, and the Constitution was built upon those concepts
mm-hmm.
laid out in the Declaration. Isn't it a shame we don't read that on the 4th of July every year?
Right. It is. And we're gonna have copies of at our Tea Party, we're going to have copies of the Constitution and Bill of Rights available to folks there, and Declaration of Independence will be in there.
How many people do you think will get out?
Well, we had 3,000 at the one April 15th, and they're expecting 5,000 up, which should, I got a feeling it's going to be bigger than that. Lafayette and its area has got a big population.
Well, I think that's great, and I think you need to get those people, you need to get them really, in fact, you might, if you have a chance, just to suggest to them they listen to our programs here at Radio Liberty. We do have an outreach across the world, 5 hours a day, and we're putting out the same basic message that you are. We need people to get informed and educated, and there's no better place to get it than here at Radio Liberty. Well, certainly, would you like to get out? Do you have a website, telephone number, anything you'd like to get out, Tom?
Well, we just started a website. It's now basically a blog, but I've posted several articles to it and written a few. It's freedomforum.net is all it is. And you can get me there at tom@freedomforum.net. You can contact me there.
All right, fine. tom@freedomforum.net. And, of course, the website is freedomforum.net, huh?
Right, right. And you'll go to an index page, and it'll show, there's not much there, but names, and just go to my name on it. It'll go to pages that I've set up, and you can take a look at these articles, and I've got to do some more on it. We're getting this gratis. He ran for Congress. One of our buddies ran for Congress this last go-around. Is the one that set it up for us. And he's been a big help, Peter Vedrine. He ran as a Republican a few terms back, and then he ran as a Constitutional Party this last time because the Republicans wouldn't give him the time of day, and he couldn't get into the general election if he ran as a Republican. He'd have to be in a primary, and he knew what would happen there. So he ran in the general election as Constitutional Party.
Well, how did he do?
Well, not as well as we had hoped, but I think part of the reason was that they had done all they could to minimize his candidacy.
Tell me, how did Ron Paul do in your area?
He, again, would have done far better had they given him a fair shake at the Republicans tried all they could to knock him out.
Well, because they want a one-party system,
right,
with two branches, one the Republicans, one the Democrats. So it really doesn't matter which ones you have in there.
Exactly.
That's why we've got to take America back. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Tom Parker. Well, Tom, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Justice cannot sleep forever. And I really believe this is true. I believe we have an obligation to be involved in this battle. And then, of course, those quotation from Winston Churchill, I haven't thought of it in a long time, but he said, you know, still if you will not for the right, fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, there may come a moment when you will have to fight with all odds against you and only a limited chance of survival. Or there may even be a worse case. There may come a time when you will have to fight when there is no hope for victory, for it would be better to perish than to live as a slave. And I'll never forget, I heard that 47 years ago in a speech that was given by Ed Griffin, first time I ever met Ed. He came to my home and 1962, in December of that year, he gave that talk, and I will always remember those words, for it would be better to perish than to live in slavery. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that many of you out there will, of course, want to join us in this classic struggle, indeed the education, though. My book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, is one of the best places to start on this. That's The Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we hope that many of you, of course, will want to get the book and or the syllabus. There's the book that goes with that. And then, of course, there's our talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. There's a talk on the financial Armageddon and the syllabus that goes with that. And these will give you a good overview of the spiritual aspect of the battle that we're involved in. And the writings from the other side that tell you quite openly that for 3,000 years there have been secret societies, and the members of those secret societies have been working to bring these democracies to nations throughout the world. And of course, when they talk about democracy, they're really talking about dictatorships. They want to bring about a world government under a new world leader. And for more information, you need to see Constance Cumby's excellent DVD. It's entitled The Emergence. That's The Emergence, or our four-tape set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, my four interviews with Constance Cumby, who takes you into the spiritual aspect of what is really going on behind the scenes today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What can you do? You can recommend to other people that they get involved and they start listening to our programs, that they join the Institute of the Constitution, they learn about our Constitution, they learn certainly about our form of government and the Bill of Rights, and to remember that God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice cannot sleep forever. Certainly, we hope many of you out there are making your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. If you haven't laid in your supply of food, you need to, long-term food, so that you won't be forced to go along with the system. You need to get your Berkey water filter so that you can purify water from any source. You need certainly to have a supply of health products on hand to boost your immune system, because I think they're going to stage another massive influenza epidemic and try to get everybody to be inoculated, and I really fear what may be in that vaccine. They put deadly things in other vaccines. Some of them have caused women to be abort. Some of them have been cancer viruses. They put the AIDS virus, HIV viruses, into certainly the hepatitis B vaccine that was given to homosexuals. That's why the epidemic started in the United States in homosexuals. And, of course, they gave the same vaccine in Africa. They knew what they're doing. You're dealing with organized evil. You need to get our talk on planned population reduction. You need to get our talk on the coming police state. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.